Okay, everyone, hope everyone's doing well. We're going to move into our second half of today's meeting, and this is going to be our feature presentation. Today's feature presentation is about performing OCR on printed documents. By gosh, by golly, what is OCR? So OCR stands for Optical Character Recognition. So if you think about a photograph, if you really looked under that photograph under a microscope carefully, you'll see that if you blow it up enough, it's just a series of dots. And sometimes people call them pixels if you want to take it into the computer age. But back in the old days, they were just called dots. So when we say optical character recognition, that means that it is some sort of artificial intelligence. I mean, it could be software on a particular platform or a device, but some sort of artificial intelligence that will look at that those pixels, and that's where the optical part comes in, and look for patterns of pixels that look like letters and numbers, and that's where the character recognition portion of that comes in. So when it sees characters of patterns of dots and whatever it's made out of, it will actually try to decipher what those are. And there's a lot of intelligence that goes into this. For instance, if it sees a vertical line of dots and it's followed by another three series of dots, and those three series of dots form the letters IST. It's generally smart enough to know that that vertical line is an L, not a 1. So there's a lot of engineering that goes into this type of technology. And it's been around for quite a while, and even started back in the 70s. And there were machines and devices, if people remember some of the original Kurzweil reading edge device and reading edge devices out there. That were big, expensive machines, and they did much of this. The general concept is still very similar. You're still looking at an image optically and looking for patterns that could form words and sentences. It's just that the algorithms, and an algorithm is just a series of instructions that tells it how to handle these. This information's gotten more and more sophisticated over time, and that's a good thing. Again, there's no such thing as perfection, and there's still a lot to be desired. Some technology works better on some form of materials, some on others, and there's always some drawbacks and limitations. I could tell you one time I scanned a credit card bill and I thought I owed $12,000, and because it missed the decimal point, I really only owed $1,200. So, again, there's all sorts of caveats to this, and nothing is perfect, so it is just one more tool in our toolbox. And what will happen this afternoon is that we have a series of small presentations about various different forms that OCR could come in, ways that you could obtain it, different devices and different platforms. And we'll demo each of them to the best of our ability. And I'd appreciate it if everyone held their questions to the end of all the demos. And then after all the demos are complete, then we'll have an open forum and we'll hopefully answer as many questions as possible. So with that, let's just get started with our first presentation.